We're going to talk now about an ex-mining town, actually, I'm told. The ex-mining town of Glyncoch in South Wales is opening a new community centre today. Nothing so unusual in that, perhaps, except it was only able to get the full budget it needed with the help of a new online business that tries to attract private funds to what are known as public space projects. It's called Spacehive, and its chief executive is Chris Gawley. Good morning.
Good morning.
So your company just started up in December, doesn't it? What does it actually do?
Well, the idea with Spacehive, it's an open funding platform for capital public space projects that allows anybody to put forward a project to improve a public space, whether it's a community centre or a high street redevelopment or playground, and anyone to share the cost of funding it. So the idea is to make it as easy as possible for people to improve their local area in an era where there's not an awful lot of state money around at the moment to pay for stuff.
Well, to what extent are these buildings not getting built or these public space projects not getting completed because of a shortage of government money, shortage of public money now?
There's an awful lot of schemes that have been shelved because of the economic downturn. If you take playgrounds, for example, they were building about 700 of them a year under a scheme that was cut in November of 2010. And so there's a huge opportunity for people to be reviving some of these projects, often very popular local projects, by chipping in a little bit more to make sure they're viable. And so you've often got a lot of state money available. This system allows businesses, local families, etc., to add a little bit of extra in order to get the projects they want.
What's the incentive for them, though? I mean, what does a private company actually get out of chipping into something like this?
Well, if you think about it, public space is an arena which has a huge bearing on our quality of life and economic well-being. If you're a local trader on a high street, the difference between a high street, which is a rubbish place that people don't want to visit, and somewhere that's a nice place to be that people want to spend money, can have a huge impact on your business. And so this is a service that allows people to invest in improving playgrounds and high streets and so on, and to reap the benefits.
And give us an idea of how hard it is to persuade them to part with the money. Do they have the funds on standby that they can just hand over to you for this sort of thing?
Well, I think the project that we did in Glyncoch, is one of the most deprived towns in the UK. If we can do it there, then I think we can do it in a lot of places. And people there understood that they were being asked to provide a modest contribution in order to make a scheme that would have flopped viable again. And so for a relatively affordable price, you can actually see a lot of these popular projects go ahead. Not just projects which have been shelved because of the recession, but brand new things that people want to do.
Okay, well, thanks very much for joining us to explain that. Chris Gawley there.